Well, a couple hours north of Kansas City, Missouri, amid rolling fields and roads, perfect for running, by the way, you'll find Clarinda, Iowa. As small towns go, Clarinda's doing pretty well. It has a regional health center, a couple of small colleges, a few farm equipment dealerships. And as CJ Janavi from Here and Now contributor KCUR discovered, it's become a contemporary art destination.
Robert and Karen Duncan moved to Lincoln, Nebraska back in the 1960s. Robert came to run the family business, Duncan Aviation, a worldwide airplane service company. They also started collecting art.
We've got a beautiful collection that we've put together beginning in the 70s, so 40 years.
The Duncan's home is designed to be a museum. Outside, 40 acres of pristine landscaping for a sculpture garden. They have other collections, too, including Karen's books, more than 10,000 of them. One day she got an earful from her property manager.
She said to me, "We have to do something about the books. There's no place to put them. We need to build a building out north of the house, and we could store art in it, and we could put all the books. It could be our library." And finally I said, "Susan, I don't want to build a building. If we do anything, I would buy a Carnegie library and move it on the property, and that would be our library."
Andrew Carnegie financed libraries all around the country in the early 1900s. A lot of them have been repurposed, so they got online to see what was for sale.
There on the screen is the library that I spent my entire childhood and all my young years in.
That library sits 100 miles east of Lincoln in Clarinda, Iowa, where Robert and Karen both grew up.
"Clarinda Carnegie Library to be auctioned off Tuesday." As the next day,
the Duncans bought it. Moving it turned out to be impossible, though, so they made other plans.
We loan our collection, we move it around, and so why not create a museum in Clarinda? Because people in that community, and indeed in small communities all across the country, do not get exposure to fine art.
The Duncans fixed up the old library, and the Clarinda Carnegie Art Museum opened in 2014.
This is really high-class stuff.
Clarinda Mayor Gordon Kokenge.
And so the touring industry gets involved. So now we have these tour buses coming in.
Clarinda has other attractions, bandleader Glenn Miller's birthplace, and, as the mayor boasts, 14 restaurants. But the Duncan's collection of art, big enough to change exhibitions every 6 months, is something new. It even provoked some calls to City Hall.
They had this old car out there sitting out on the sidewalk, and it had burned up, or they burned it up, and it was some form of art. Well, it just so happened that
the police department had plans to ticket old jalopies and haul them away.
So then we had people saying, "Well, you're coming to pick ours up, but you let this one sit down there at the museum."
It's by an artist from Argentina who calls himself Race.
He had restored all and then destroyed it because the world wasn't right and he wanted to take a stand.
That's Chase McAndrews. He's 13 years old. 10 kids volunteer as docents at the museum, studying up so they can explain the art to anyone who comes through. Like in the current exhibition of international art, there's a sculpture of prayer beads by a Saudi Arabian artist.
She had women come in and write their names on them before they were married to their husbands, because once you're married to your husband, you're property. So this was how they were going to get recognized in the world, by having their name on a piece of art. I think it's amazing.
Trish Okamoto, the museum's director, lures other kids with fun programs or just a bowl of M&Ms near the front door. Other folks don't need that much bait.
At meetings uptown, like lunch meetings and things like that, and overhearing conversation. Not that you intentionally do that, but you'll hear conversations and people will say, "Have you been to our museum? Have you been to our art museum?"
It took a while, like after the installation of Brad Howe's giant aluminum circles on the front lawn.
A local farmer, and this is a guy I've known my whole life, and he still calls me Sugar Britches. He says, "Sugar Britches, your guys left a whole bunch of air-conditioned ducking out in front." And I said, no, that's a piece of art. You're kidding me."
She told him to come back and look again.
I get the phone call the next day. "You're right, that's not air-conditioning ducking." I said, "I know it's not. What'd you think?" "I don't get it." I said, "You know what? You got in your car and you went to check it out." And he's so fun. He's been here for every single show.
So have a lot of other people. The Duncans say 12,000 people have been through the museum in the couple of years it's been open. That's more than twice as many people as live in the whole town. For Here and Now, I'm CJ Janovy, reporting from Clarinda, Iowa.